Welcome back to another episode of the AI equals C podcast, where we explore the fascinating intersections of artificial intelligence and consciousness. I'm your host, Stephen Evans. Today, we're diving into a topic that sits at the crossroads of biology, physics, and the very essence of what it means to be alive. The hidden symphony connecting our health and the AI equals C framework. It's a journey that could change the way you think about your body and mind. But before we unravel this intricate tapestry, let me start with a story. Picture this. A small town, let's call it Lumina, that suddenly finds itself sleepless. Lumina was once known for its serene nights and well-rested citizens. But over the past decade, something changed. The streets became brighter, illuminated by the relentless glow of LED lights. People started staying up later, glued to their screens, bathed in blue light. Sleep disorders surged, and with them came a host of health problems: obesity, depression, anxiety. Doctors were puzzled. Medications didn't seem to help. It was as if the city's very heartbeat had lost its rhythm. What was happening to Lumina? To solve this puzzle, let's step back and introduce the AI equals C framework. Now, I know what you're thinking, another complex theory with convoluted equations, but bear with me. Imagine your body as a highly sophisticated computer. In this analogy, A, data input. The information your body receives from the environment, light, food, sounds, touch. I, information processing. How your body processes that data, metabolism, neural activity, cellular functions. C, consciousness. The emergent experience. The you that feels, thinks, and is aware. So, AI equals C suggests that consciousness arises from the interaction of data inputs with our body's information processing systems. But what happens when the data input is distorted? Let's return to Lumina. The city's newfound insomnia wasn't just a cultural shift, it was a biological one. The excessive artificial light was disrupting the citizens' circadian rhythms, the natural sleep-wake cycle regulated by the sun. Think of light as a conductor in our bodily orchestra. Natural sunlight cues our body when to wake up, when to eat, when to sleep. It's a rhythm that's been fine-tuned over millennia. But artificial blue light? It's like a rogue conductor who disrupts the orchestra, throwing the entire performance into chaos. Here's a metaphor. If consciousness is a symphony, then light is the tempo. Change the tempo, and the whole performance falters. Now let's zoom into the microscopic, the mitochondria. Often called the powerhouses of the cell, they generate the energy that powers everything we do. But recent research suggests they're more than just power plants. They're information hubs. They respond to environmental cues like light and nutrients, adjusting our energy production accordingly. In Lumina, the disruption of natural light wasn't just affecting sleep, it was impairing mitochondrial function. Cells weren't processing energy efficiently, leading to fatigue and metabolic disorders. Imagine trying to run complex software on a computer that's constantly glitching. The software crashes not because it's flawed, but because the hardware isn't functioning optimally. Could it be that by ignoring the natural inputs our bodies have evolved to process, we're causing our own systems to crash? Let's shift gears and talk about another hidden world, the gut microbiome. Trillions of microorganisms living inside us, influencing digestion, immunity, even mood and behavior. Think of the microbiome as an internal ecosystem of collaborators, each contributing to the overall computation that leads to consciousness. In Lumina, dietary changes paralleled the increase in artificial light. Processed foods replaced natural, nutrient-rich options. This shift disrupted the microbiome balance, leading to inflammation and mental health issues. It's like trying to read a book with missing pages. The data is incomplete, so the story doesn't make sense. Have you ever walked into a room and felt uneasy without knowing why? Sometimes, the environment affects us in ways we can't immediately perceive. Artificial electromagnetic fields, like those from Wi-Fi and 5G, are the invisible threads in our environment. While technology connects us, It also bathes us in frequencies our bodies aren't adapted to process. In our AI equals C framework, this is like introducing noise into a data stream. The information gets garbled and the system struggles to make sense of it. Back in Lumina, the proliferation of wireless networks coincided with increased reports of headaches, anxiety, and concentration issues. Is it possible that these unseen forces are adding static to our consciousness? Throughout human history, we've adapted to our environment. Skin pigmentation changes with sun exposure. Our bodies adjust to different altitudes and climates. Adaptation is a form of learning, a recalibration of our information processing systems in response to new data. But what happens when environmental changes outpace our ability to adapt? In Lumina, the rapid technological and lifestyle shifts left the citizens' bodies struggling to keep up. The data input changed faster than the processing systems could adapt, leading to a breakdown in health and well-being. So, where does this leave us? We've connected the dots between environmental inputs, our body's processing systems, and consciousness. But many questions remain. Can we recalibrate our systems to handle modern environmental inputs without sacrificing health? Is it possible to harmonize technology and biology, or are we inevitably heading toward greater discord? What role does individual choice play in a world where so many inputs are beyond our control? Perhaps the key lies in awareness, recognizing the hidden influences on our health and taking steps to address them. Let's bring this down to earth. What can we learn from Lumina's tale? Think of your body as a finely tuned instrument. To play beautiful music, your life, you need to keep it in tune. Light exposure. Try to get natural sunlight during the day and minimize artificial light at night. Think of it as syncing your instrument with the orchestra's tempo. Diet and the microbiome. Eat whole, unprocessed foods to nourish your gut bacteria. It's like providing high-quality inputs for your body's software. Reducing EMF exposure. Limit time spent near strong sources of electromagnetic fields. Consider it as reducing background noise so you can hear the melody. Let me share a personal story. A friend of mine was battling insomnia and chronic fatigue. He tried everything, from medications and therapies to lifestyle changes, but nothing seemed to help. Then, on a whim, he decided to go camping for a week. No screens, just nature. By the third day, he was falling asleep with the sunset and waking up with the sunrise, full of energy. His brain fog lifted. It was as if his system rebooted. When he returned home, he made simple changes, reduced screen time before bed, added a morning walk outside, and adjusted his diet. The improvement stuck. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you experienced changes in your health or mood when altering your environment? What steps have you taken to align your body's inputs with its natural processing? Your insights might just help someone else find their harmony. As we wrap up today's episode, let's reflect on the puzzle we've been piecing together. Our health, consciousness, and environment are intricately connected. The AI equals C framework offers a lens to understand how data inputs and processing shape our experiences. But the puzzle isn't complete. Each of us holds a piece, and only by sharing our stories and asking questions can we begin to assemble the bigger picture together. Remember, sometimes the answers aren't as important as the questions themselves, so keep asking, keep exploring, and together we'll continue unraveling the mysteries of consciousness. Thank you for joining me on this journey. If you found today's episode enlightening, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps us reach more curious minds like yours. Until next time, this is Stephen Evans signing off from the AI equals C podcast. Stay curious. Stay conscious.